the rest of the story. When Melvin Perry died, a secret died with him. Melvin Perry, American artist Melvin Perry, one of those rare 20th century painters whose work holds us gazing spellbound long after we had intended to walk away. He painted on canvas mostly, but also directly on the walls and the windows of public buildings and churches across the nation. Now, as I say, when Melvin Perry died, a secret died with him. A secret involving his most talked-about masterwork. An astounding and yet untitled portrait of the crucified Christ. It's on permanent display in St. Louis right now, and you can see it there if you want to. It's under glass to preserve the medium through which it was produced. Because, you see, nobody knows the medium through which it was produced. It appears to be graphite, like that of a lead pencil on a 4x4.5-foot slab of steel. And yet experts say it's impossible that neither Melvin Perry nor any artist, no matter how talented, could have achieved the subtle, meticulous, minute detail in that portrait under the circumstances in which Perry is known to have created it. Oh, something else. The right hand of Jesus remains unfinished, symbolic of something we may never know, art critics once suggested, although now you're going to learn the rest of the story. That once upon a Great Depression time in the winter of 1930, the homeless and the destitute of St. Louis, Missouri, sometimes sheltered themselves from the bitter cold nights in the Central District Police Station, more specifically in the drunk tank holding cells of the Station House Jail. And then at 6 each morning, again courtesy of the police administration, the refugees from the bleak streets were fed bologna and bread and black coffee and sent on their way. Well, one day, after the cells had emptied, a janitor rushed wide-eyed into the office of the watch commander, urging, "Come, look, quick, in cell number 8. For there on the steel-plated cell wall was found the remarkable portrait of Christ. Now, who had created it? None could say. Any of 300 anonymous men might have stayed there, and now all of them were gone back on the streets from whence they had come. Almost half a century would pass before art historians and scholars discovered that it was Melvin Perry. Of course, by the time the artist's family came forward to confirm that, the sealed plate had been carefully removed and placed as it is now on exhibition in the St. Louis Police Academy. The mystery of the missing right hand of Christ, that's no mystery any longer, because as Melvin Perry confided before he died, the jailer had ushered his overnight guests from their quarters before the artist could complete his masterwork. I said overnight. Overnight. Because nobody ever stayed longer than overnight in cell number 8. Nobody. Not ever. And that means that Melvin Perry would have had to labor through a single night with only a solitary light bulb for light, and that in the corridor outside the cell, using enough fine-pointed lead to fill 100 pencils. Impossible, the experts say. And yet you know the rest of the story.